The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun,
a rifle, and a four-wheel drive.
A country boy can survive.
Yes, country folks can survive. This is your country boy surviving up here in North Dakota. And saying hello to all you country boys and gals out there surviving wherever you may be. We'll be together live here for the next 60 minutes here on October. Looking at my new atomic clock, 27th, 2022. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso here. And we're on 9 to 10 every night, East Coast time, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Central time. That's where I am, right here in North Dakota. Central time is also the time zone of Round Rock, Texas, where the Republic Broadcasting Network is housed. And that's where you want to send your publicbroadcasting.org contributions to the Round Rock headquarters of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, what's the best news to start with tonight? Let me get your fingers itching to dial here. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And I'll open up my chat box here so I can notice when the engineer mentions your phone call coming in. The best news is, where's the October surprise? Where's the October surprise, all you Communist Party USA people out there? And I'm sure they had several October surprises lined up. It looks like they misfired. Something never made it into the headlines. Not much time left for your October surprise, CPUSA. This is the 27th. Today is pretty much over, so a little too late in the day to launch, let's say, Third World War or a dirty bomb. So they've got the 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. They've got 4 days left in October, including Halloween. Do you think they can come up with a October surprise in those 4 days? And the purpose being to so terrify the American people and confuse us that the election is thrown off, maybe canceled. Well, okay, failing an October surprise. Okay, well, they could go for a November surprise. They've got all of 7 days, November 1st through 7th, to come up with a November surprise. So we have those 7 days to last through. But it's not looking good. That's a total of 11 days. And can you really, I mean, can they come up with a November surprise on November 7th, the day before the election? Oh boy, that's really reaching. How low can you go? So that's, yes, I better do it. Here we go. This is what the Democrat Party is all about now, is answering that question. Yeah, I know, you know where I'm going here. yes. You know, I should have these things prepared before we, here we go. So the question being, how low can you go, Communist Party USA? Forgive my amateurish production values.
Every limbo boy and girl all around
the limbo world
gonna do the limbo rock all around the limbo block. Jack be limbo,
Jack be quick,
Jack go
under limbo stick.
All around the limbo block. Now, hey, let's
do the limbo rock. How low?
Limbo lower now.
Limbo lower.
Limbo lower now.
Lower.
How low can you go?
How low?
First you spread the limbo beat. Then you move the limbo beat. Limbo ankle limbo.
This should
beat.
Be
the then back like the limbo
anthem
beat.
Song.
Jack be
quick.
Jack go on the limbo
of the Communist Party.
All around
the limbo clock. Clock.
Hey, let's
do the communist rock. All right, the immortal Chubby Checker singing the Democrat Party national anthem. La 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 la. Let me just pause it there. I should have that on, you know, on standby at all times, because that is the question with the Democrats and the Communist Party. How low can they go? No one's found how deep they can go. So in the 11 days they've got here, 4 in October, 7 in November, can they come up with, okay, let's say the dirty bomb. Now, fortunately, you know, these things that have misfired, one reason that the dirty bomb may have misfired is that the Russian secret services, they apparently, the appearance is this, that they got wind of a nasty Nazi Ukrainian dirty bomb plan to create a false flag in Ukraine, and they blew the whistle. They called it out. They said, hey, we have word they're going to do a dirty bomb, false flagging it on Russia, blaming it on Russia. It's a nasty Vladimir Putin. Satan himself has horribly killed massive numbers of people yet again with another satanic action of those satanic Russians. Well, that, you know, that's their narrative. That's what they're. Well, it's not working. And now if they do the dirty bomb, looks kind of bad if the Russian government, having already unearthed the plot, has blown the whistle. It kind of looks bad. So you got to cancel that one. Now think, by the way, put yourself in the shoes of the kind of people who pulled off 9/11. What kind of person pulls the trigger, green lights the mass murder on an event like 9/11 in New York City and in Washington? There's a certain kind of person that green lights those events. So they have to, if a dirty bomb was planned in Ukraine, those very same people or their spawn, you know, Dick Cheney spawned Liz Cheney. The apple did not fall far from the tree. If the Russian Secret Federal Service, whatever they're called, if they have blown the whistle, that ruins the fun of the false flag. They have to cancel it. And think, if you're among those people, if you're with Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney and George Bush and people who perform things like 9/11, you probably have a smorgasbord of available false flag events. You have teams who've organized this murderous action, that murderous action, this false flag here, that one there, and they're all set up to go. So as we speak here on the radio tonight, there are probably three or four false flags in various states of readiness to get the green light from, yes, the actual real satanic figures, people that okay these events. It's not Vladimir Putin, not by a long shot. Vladimir Zelensky would be a better candidate, but even far worse than Zelensky. These are the people that launch these events. So they probably have a few events ready for us, but let's hope that they all are so badly botched and they've been so badly exposed that they can't launch these false flags before November 8th. And they must do it by November 8th because they've got to stop the Donnybrook that awaits them on November 8th. They are going to get a massive coast-to-coast smackdown. We'll talk about one of those smackdowns that's occurring in Alaska in just a moment. Donald Trump weighs in on the question. So anyway, that's the good news tonight. We only have 11 days left to hang on. Okay. All right. So the Democrats have got limbo rock. I don't know. It's just something that's in my blood, apparently. Okay, so we need an anthem. Let's see here. So what have we got for an anthem? Let's see what we can come up with. Let's come up with an anthem for us. Because we got to... hang on for my amateur production values again. Wading through ads and so on, things like that. So for our anthem, we've got to hang on for 11 days. Oh, she's looking nice. Hang on, Snoopy, hang on. The McCoys playing. Snoopy lives in a very bad boy town. What a genius this guy is. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care. What your daddy do? Cause you know, stupid girl, I'm in love with you. And here's our anthem right here. Hang on, stupid, hang on. Okay, so we've got our respective anthems for the communists and for the patriots. That band there, the McCoys. What a genius group back in the 60s and 70s. And darn if I've forgotten the name of the genius guy who heads up the McCoys. He's still playing. He's still a genius. I think he's a patriot, by the way. All that anybody remembers is the girl. They hired a girl, I think it was $200, if my memory serves me. They did a backlot, you know, sort of video of themselves up on a stage, and they wanted somebody to dance who would be Sloopy in the rock video, and so they hired a girl for $200, and they finally have found her, and identified who she is today, but she is immortalized in the dance that she does. And that you didn't get to see because you're listening to radio. Anyway, you can see it yourself. Just Google search, hang on, Sloopy, the McCoys, and you'll get the outdoor live or the outdoor video performance on the sort of the back of a stage or a truck. All right, let's go to Donald Trump today here on. Let me hit refresh. And This is another very fine-looking lady here, Megyn Kelly. She offered some thoughts on Donald Trump. So I'll play that now. And, you know, everybody remembers all sorts of different things that Megyn Kelly has participated in, different, you know, she's up, she's down, she's up, she's down. People, is she with us, against us? You know, she's all over the place. But in this clip that you're going to hear, which I think she did just this week, she was asked about Donald Trump and what's her opinion of Donald Trump and the 2024 election. And she did mighty well in this, with this answer. Let's listen to it.
Well, I just don't think anybody else could win if Trump runs. So, and I don't, I just,
really?
I don't
so you,
know.
You think if they got on a stage, you don't think that DeSantis is crafty enough or stands enough? Really?
No, I don't even think that a little. I think Trump sucks up all the energy in every room, no matter what. And even someone as skilled as a politician and smart policy-wise as DeSantis can't overcome that. He can't. You really think the hardcore MAGA is going to abandon Trump for DeSantis? They're not. They like DeSantis, but they don't think it's his turn. They think Trump was screwed out of his last election, that he was screwed out of his first term.
That's very powerful, what you just said. The hardcore MAGA crowd, which is all you folks out there, she's talking to you. They feel Trump got screwed out of his second term. And then she clarifies even more perceptively, he got screwed out of his first term. And he deserves, they want him back. He's the one who got screwed out of those terms, and it's us. We got screwed out of our vote, our man. So we don't need another guy, DeSantis or anyone else. That's a deflection. That's a distraction from what matters to us. You screwed our guy. You screwed us. It's payback time. Our guy goes back in the Oval Office, not some other guy.
By all the craziness, the Russiagate and so on, and they think he is entitled. He deserves another shot at it. Like the hardcore Trump faithful is unshakable. They like DeSantis, but they would never cross Trump for him. And they think that DeSantis owes his political career to Trump.
So true. If you recall, when Congressman Ron DeSantis, fine congressman from, you know, one of 435 congressional districts, his happening to be in Florida, is there anyone on earth who can name all 435 U.S. congressmen? Of course not. I don't think that the Speaker of the House could name all 435 congressmen. Can you name all the people in your high school class? You were with him for 3 or 4 years and probably in junior high before that. You can't name everybody in your class. So, but DeSantis was one of 435. But Donald Trump propelled him with his endorsement. He endorsed Congressman Ron DeSantis in his campaign for governor of Florida, a much more significant position. And it was due to that Trump endorsement that Ron DeSantis was vaulted. He was polling very poorly when Trump endorsed him and shot him to the top of the heap. I think he was polling at some single digits or low number that wasn't going to get him the nomination or win him the governorship.
If forced to choose, they will choose Trump. So DeSantis can't take him down. It's like the line in War Games, the only winning move is not to play. DeSantis has got to either be crowned by Trump or he shouldn't run. He won't win over Trump. I'll stand by that. You can play it against me if I'm wrong, but I won't be.
Very good. We'll be right back, folks.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
We're back, folks.
What I love is someone bright enough to see.
Yes, that's what he loves, Merle Haggard, someone bright enough to see. And that's what the audience tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network is. During the break, a couple neurons fired, and I remembered his name, Rick Derringer. What a genius. And I just looked him up to see if he's still with us or whether he's joined Merle up there at the pearly gates, and he hasn't. Rick Derringer, and he is dangerous, is still with us. He is a youthful 75 years old, and I'm 74 myself, so I know how that feels. And Donald Trump, and even more youthful than either of us, 76 years old. And I'll play a little clip here in a moment of Donald Trump on the golf course. He's a darn good golfer. And apparently he just drives the ball straight as an arrow down the fairway. Boy, does that ball come off the tee. And then there's another clip that doesn't have any much audio of Joe Biden attempting to play golf. And I'll tell you what, the sports figure that comes to mind as Joe Biden attempts to find the ball with his club and it goes off, he hits the ball and it doesn't go forward. It goes sideways. It's like hard to figure out how you could make this shot. He comes close to those at-bats where the batter foul tips a ball and hits himself with the foul tip. That's about the sort of – Biden comes close to hitting himself with the golf ball. And that reminds me of the throwout pitch that Anthony Fauci made from the mound in a ball game with the Washington Senators against who were they playing against? And Fauci, I've never seen such a spaz. He throws the ball. He makes a show of winding up like he's going to make some kind of a real good throw. And this little twerp throws the ball so badly, it looks like he's shot putting, actually. His throw looks like an effort at a shot put, and the ball goes sideways. It's hard to figure out how he does it, and goes towards the dugout across the first base line. The catcher couldn't even possibly sprint to the ball. It's so badly thrown. That's Fauci, the great baseball fan, the guy who's murdered millions with his lies. And with his being a key person in the development of the coronavirus, key person in the gain of function. That is a term. We better be hearing that. Talk about November 8th and then January 3rd to follow when we have a U.S. Congress, a Republican, right? We have the rhinos are gone and we have a MAGA Congress and a MAGA Senate. We better be hearing the phrase gain of function a lot. And we better hear some senators and congressmen who say, we want to know more about gain of function, Tony baby. We want to see your notes. We want to see your emails. We want to know what your role in promoting the creation of monster viruses, monster bioweapons. What exactly has been your role, little Tony? And that they better grill him and and demand and get the facts. Who funded Wuhan? Who trained the Chinese Communist Party People's Liberation Army staff at Wuhan? Who trained them? And funded them. Yes, little Anthony Fauci and his buddies. And they better be brought up on massive criminal charges. And if the Republican Party, now we're gonna talk about a wuss in just a section. We're gonna talk about the Rhino McConnell. He better not be calling the shots. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie, great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is.
Nobody seemed to
and,
know
you know,
John called home. He just
another couple of neurons fired for me here. And I remembered something that slipped my mind. When I say I think Rick Derringer is a patriot, well, he sure is. During the break, this is when I find things out. I recalled that Rick Derringer appeared multiple times on the Alex Jones show, and he, including an appearance on May 28, 2017, being interviewed by Roger Stone, and he even revised lyrics to one of his songs as a kind of a salute to, not a kind of a salute to Donald Trump. And Rick Derringer went on about his huge support for Donald Trump. So I love the song Hang On Sloopy, aside from the fact, not with, without this, but add in that Rick Derringer, the genius, loves Donald Trump. And that is a great song that, Mr. President, if you're listening, if you could put that into your rotation of tunes played to us before your rallies, Rick Derringer and Hang On Sloopy. And of course, a kind of a related song, Maybe I should have been an MTV disc jockey. I don't know here. The what the president is using in his rotation at every rally. And remember, we've got four rallies coming up next week. Four. Count them. I goofed. All right, come on. Try it again, Kelso. All right, here we go. All right, now I'll get that just right there. He is using as part of his mix, this one right here. So hang on, Sloopy. But how about this one? You can hang on.
Get out.
Or, here he comes. You can hold on. Hang out. Hang on or hold out. Hold on.
Don't you hear me?
And can you just see the president? He dances. He boogaloos across the stage. All those golfing muscles working out. I'm coming, and the lyrics matter. Don't have to worry. I'm here. All right. So I think of Sam and Dave, I can't remember. I think Dave is gone and Sam is still with us. And speaking of geniuses, earlier we heard of Chubby Checker singing. There's a whole bunch of geniuses here. Chubby Checker with "How Low Can You Go?" He's asking the Communist Party USA. And you think, you know, here's, I'm full of trivia. You think the name Chubby Checker. Now, Chubby Checker came on the scene after Fats Domino. So everybody thought, well, you know, that Chubby Checker's not his real name. So, it's a play on Fats Domino, Chubby Checker. But apparently, I can't remember the exact rationale, but actually, Chubby Checker did not take his moniker off of Fats Domino's famous name. So, a little bit of trivia there. Here's some more trivia. That fantastic name song, Hang On Sloopy, debut song for Rick Derringer, the genius. Went where? Went to number one in what year? 1965. The year my senior class graduated at Palisades High School. The Dolphins. That was the number one during that year, a number one song. And here, lo, these many years later, well, I was 17 years old. Lo, these many years later, I'm 74. And that song still captures the moment. So I forget. The year for Hold On with Sam and Dave, I think that was 1967. Shortly thereafter, all these good things happened about the same time. All righty, let's... anybody? I know you're all dancing in the living room there. this is a musical show. This is not a political commentary show. This is a 512-248-8252. And my musical instincts are showing. I had pretensions at singing at one point. Opera, art songs, Schubert. But that doesn't stop me from loving Sam and Dave and Rick Derringer. Let's go to the president. And by the way, he does all the disc jockeying for his MAGA performances. Apparently it's all done by Donald Trump. The order, the rotation, the songs played, Donald Trump sets it. And of late, he has put a musical backdrop to his final minute or two of his closing oration. He has a musical soundtrack under what he's saying, and it works beautifully. He was wondering, he was on the stage like 2 weeks ago asking, saying to the audience, you know, have you noticed that I'm doing this musical backdrop to my final closing remarks? And he said, so I don't know how it's working for you. So I'm going to ask you now. This is, he listens to us. He actually took a poll from the podium. He said, okay, how many of you like the musical background to my final remarks? And the crowd went wild. He was taken aback. Whoa. Then he said, how many of you would rather not have the musical background as I close my MAGA rallies? And you could hear crickets. Nobody wanted the music to go away. So he said, okay, all right, that settles that. So we'll be hearing that musical addition to this, the greatest DJ who ever lived, Donald Trump. Let's go to another. Oh, is this a story? Here's the president tweeting to us today. He tweets, Kelso, get your head straight. He messages, or he truths us. With a truth, here's his truth. McConnell creates new rift inside GOP, earning censure from the Alaska State Party. So listen to this, put up today by the president. Here's the underlying article. You're not going to believe this. Senate Republican leader, using the term loosely, Mitch McConnell, who caused a stir this summer by questioning the quality of his party's candidates, has created a new rift inside the GOP by spending, now get this, millions of dollars to defeat GOP Senate nominee Kelly Shibaka. Now, Kelly Shibaka is a MAGA Republican. She is wonderful. But what is Mitch McConnell doing? He is spending millions of dollars of Republican campaign money, millions, in attack ads, besmirching and lying about Kelly Shibaka. Why? Because Mitch McConnell, the traitor, the turd, he's going all in for Lisa Murkowski, who rivals but cannot equal Mitch McConnell for visual ugliness. Facial hideousness. McConnell's Leadership Political Action Committee, the Senate Leadership Fund, has been running attack ads against Shibaka in an effort to boost incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski. The Alaska Republican Party responded Monday by voting to censure Mitch McConnell for spreading, quote, divisive and misleading statements, unquote, about Shibaka, who was endorsed both by the state party and President Donald Trump. The censure resolution gets better, which passed 49-8. Nice. Also declared McConnell's financial support for Murkowski to be, quote, in direct contradiction, unquote, to the party's rules. Quoting from their censure, much of the financial support from the Senate Leadership Fund has been used for malicious political attack ads targeting our endorsed candidate, Kelly Shibaka, that are gross distortions of fact. We request the Senate Leadership Fund immediately stop the attack ads against Kelly Shibaka and discontinue the support of all other opposing candidates, i.e. Lisa Murkowski. The Senate, the state party previously censured Murkowski last year for voting to convict Trump in his impeachment trial for his role in the January 6th Capitol riot. Now, those aren't my words. It's just the news reporting here. Trump was acquitted. Murkowski sides with Democrats in voting to back Obamacare, opposed Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination, and the Republicans committee said Shibaka said McConnell's intervention in the Alaska race was wasting valuable resources that could go to defeat Democrats in other states. The millions of dollars Mitch McConnell is spending on lies about me could be put to better use in other states where a Republican has a chance to beat a Democrat, she said. And the Alaska Republican Party has just told him to butt out of our state. Beautiful, I say. Beautiful. And Mitch McConnell simply must go. It's going to happen, folks, in just a few weeks. MAGA Republicans are going to take back the Senate. And first order of business is offload Mitch McConnell as Senate Majority Leader. That's got to end. And then there's more of this article about this perfidy from Mitch McConnell. But that's a great, again, I got that news from Donald Trump. You want to hear Kelly Shibaka? We're not familiar enough with her yet. Let's listen to her for just a moment so you get used to her voice. Here she's being interviewed by, is it Charlie Kirk? I'm not sure. Let's get this going here. Listen to Kelly Shibaka. This is John Solomon on Real America's Voices. And he's interviewing, I think.
Been operating in African American communities in the center of the state, being no more effective. But so far,
there are my amateurish ways showing again. Sorry about that. Let me see if I can't get that. No, I lost her. Okay. Here's a story the president's breaking, and it's a mystery. We don't know what it is. He puts this up today in the last 24 hours. He puts it all in giant caps. So apparently it says developing. A well-respected doyen of the Washington Press Corps is set to expose his brethren's complicity in the Russiagate hoax in a hard-hitting 25,000-word insider account of big media collusion with the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, and the FBI in falsely framing Donald Trump. These are giant inch-high caps. As a Kremlin collaborator, big-name veterans from the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC News, among other premier outlets, are said to be targets of investigation in this expose. This is something it's about to be released. The in-depth piece, which I'm told will rock the media establishment with major new revelations, is already causing angst among top journos. It should hit soon. Details to follow. Nice. It's a tease. We don't know. We don't know what it is, but maybe Donald Trump has got an inside hint of what is about to drop. And as we sit, let's see, today being Thursday, we got Friday to go, and then Monday's Halloween, and a few days in November, and wow, the pace of events is going to be something else. Maybe over the weekend, maybe the president will get to squeeze in a moment of golf. He gets so little chance to relax. I'm going to play a little bit of the president relaxing. He's playing golf. He's delivering an incredible shot here on the video. And before I go to his golf shot, I'll just tell you what it is. It's the president shooting a great shot and saying, could Joe do that? No, Joe couldn't do that. We'll be right back. And I do have some voice of Kelly Shibaka for you when we come back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Okay, we're back. Now, let's listen. Let's get Donald Trump's voice in here as he endorses Kelly Shibaka in an appearance in Anchorage, Alaska. Here's what the president thinks about the woman running against Lisa Murkowski.
She's a bad person, and Dan Sullivan should never, ever have given her an endorsement. Dan Sullivan should be ashamed of himself. Murkowski's opponent, Kelly Shibaka, is a true America first patriot who will never stab Alaska voters in the back. Alaska, you're going to be in good shape with Kelly. And by the way, she's been running for a long time. She has run. I've never seen anybody run so hard, and we're proud of her. She's great. As your state's commissioner of administration, you know, she spent a lot of time in government and did everything I heard was phenomenal. Because, you know, taking on a sitting person, a sitting senator, governor, whatever, it's always tough. It's a very tough thing to do. You're taking on the establishment. You're taking on all the rhinos. You're taking on a lot of people that don't have the country's best will in some cases, not in all cases. But so I had to go and really do a lot of research, but you wanted it so badly, and I did. And I heard the best things I think I've ever heard about a candidate. And Kelly fought tirelessly for Alaska taxpayers to stop corruption, fraud, and abuse. And as your senator, she will defend Alaska energy workers. You got the energy workers. They're not working quite like they were, but we'll get them back someday soon.
Someday soon.
And she'll stand up for Alaska jobs. She'll protect the Second Amendment and innocent life. She will oppose radical left judges, and she will support the men and women of law enforcement, ICE, and the Border Patrol. Kelly, please come up. Kelly.
Okay. We didn't get to hear Kelly. We just got to hear Don. But that's good enough for me. And we're going to run out of time here in a moment. So the to wrap it up here, I'm still on the same high that I was on a couple of days ago. I am confident that we are going to destroy the demon rat American Communist Party. It's just going to be taken apart on November 8th. And it'll happen everywhere, from Alaska to Arizona to Nevada to Florida to the state of New York. This witch, this, what did I call her the other day? Dominatrix. This dominatrix hokul of New York. Just like the dominatrix in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Ooh! The spike heels, the whips, the chains, the leathers. Oh, these people need to be retired. They will be on November 8th. Well, see you all here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow, Friday night. Be there or be square. So long.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.